Hi, everyone. Sean Gilliam here. Welcome to Real Estate on the Front Range. In this episode, I'm going to be talking about what buyers and sellers should be doing in this current market that we're in. As I've talked before in market updates, I've done a couple of videos on will we have a housing market crash or are we in a housing market shift? All helpful videos you can see on my YouTube channel that will give you an idea of what's going on in our market and what the contributing factors are, as well as forecasting what we can expect here in the near future. For the rest of this year and even a few years in advance. So check out those videos on my YouTube channel on Real Estate on the Front Range, and you can access those there. But for this episode, like I said, I want to talk about what buyers and sellers should be doing in the current market conditions. First, I'm going to talk about interest rates because that is the most important factor contributing to the market conditions that we're in. Those higher interest rates have caused a lot of buyers to pull back and thus shrinking the buyer pool. And as such, homes are staying on the market longer, and we're not seeing homes move as quickly. And so our inventory is increasing, not so much because we have a significant increase in homes hitting the market for sale, but rather it's because we're having a normal amount of new listings hit the market as usual, but we're also having homes stay on the market longer. And so our inventory has increased in the last couple of months. And all this is because buyers are giving pause to whether or not they want to buy a home with these higher interest rates. So I'm going to talk about those interest rates. And then based on that data, I'm going to give you some ideas as to what you should be doing in this market as a buyer or seller. So let's go ahead and take a look at what interest rates are doing and what we can learn from this based on historical data and what we can expect moving forward. So looking at this first chart, mortgage rates and recessions. I've said before, and all the economic experts out there will tell you that either we're already starting a recession or we're going to have one just based on all the economic data and all the factors that are going on right now. But we can take a look at historical recessions and what happened to mortgage rates in those periods. So we'll start here at the top, the 1980 recession. At the outset of the recession, it was 16% to get a loan. Imagine that. We're complaining that it's in the upper five percentile, 5.7% as of today, and was even above 6% a couple of weeks ago. But back in 1980, it was at 16%. But look at the drop it made towards the end of the recession. And I'll tell you that a lot of times those rates are dropped intentionally to get the economy moving, especially the housing market moving forward, so that we can get ourselves out of the recession. And so they dropped rather dramatically from 16% to 11.8%. And then look at the 1981-82 recession. They started out at 18% and then dropped to 13%. Looking at the early 1990s recession, they started out at 11% and dropped to 8.8%. Early 2000s, we saw 7.4% and then it dropped to 6.8%. Not a huge increase, but definitely, or a decrease rather, but definitely an improvement. The Great Recession that we saw in 2007 to 2009 with all the foreclosures and the housing crisis, they went from 6% to 4.9%. And then most recently, the COVID-19 recession in 2020, we went from 3.8% to 2.8%. And so you can see a downward trend in interest rates. And many of us have benefited from that in purchasing homes or refinancing. And while we have risen up to about 5.7%, if that's what it's at what I think is the onset of the recession, if it hasn't started already, we can expect that interest rates will drop at some point to help us move out of the recession. And that would be a great time for you to buy a home, or even better, to buy a home now when there's less competition and then refinance when those rates go lower. To give some more clarity to this, take a look at this next slide. This is a quote from Fortune. Over the past five recessions, mortgage rates have fallen an average of 1.8 percentage points from the peak seen during the recession to the trough. And in many cases, they continued to fall after the fact, as it takes some time to turn things around, even when the recession is technically over. And so that's what we have to look forward to as we've seen the historical trend. We have that to look forward to, that rates will likely drop. And so it's a great opportunity as a buyer to keep your eye on these things. And as you'll see, as I get into some pointers for buyers of what you can do, buy now when there's less competition and then refinance later when those rates drop. Another helpful quote here is from mortgage specialists. Throughout history, during a recessionary period, interest rates go up at the beginning of the recession. But in order to come out of a recession, interest rates are lowered to stimulate the economy moving forward. Historically, we have seen a repeated uptick in interest rates followed by lowered interest rates. So this bodes well if you're a buyer, and important data to pay attention to as we look at our current market conditions. So based on that information, what should buyers and sellers do in this market? Well, I'll start with buyers. My advice to you is buy. As you've experienced in recent months, if you've been shopping for a home for any length of time, you know what it's like to have an interest in a home and want to write an offer and then to find out that somebody came in $100,000 over list price and you can't even compete with that. So you had to move on to the next home. And it was constant frustration for a lot of buyers, especially those who had to sell a home to buy one or those that had to finance and did not have a significant amount of money to put down. So this is good news for you if you were last in line or had your offers frequently overlooked. Now is a time for you to buy a home. Reason being, homes are staying on the market longer and the buyer pool has decreased, as I mentioned, because of those higher interest rates. You have less competition, therefore, and more negotiating power. So not only are you not going to have to write an offer over list price, but you probably come in at list price or even lower. And I'll tell you that we've seen a significant increase in homes doing price reductions. So again, that bodes well for buyers right now to get in on a property that would be a great fit for you. So again, this is a good time to buy a home. And then also with that, buy what you can afford. Granted, the interest rates are higher. They're about 5.7% as of today, but buy what you can afford. Make sure you can afford the mortgage payment, that monthly payment that you'll have to submit. We don't want you to be house rich and cash poor. So again, do the math, work with your lender. They can help you to find out what your monthly payment will be. And then you can assess based on your budget, what's going to be the best fit for you. So I would still encourage you, especially with interest rates being higher, you have lost some purchasing power with that. Just keep that in mind that you don't want to become house rich and cash poor. And if you're concerned about interest rates, realize that 5.7% is still low. We just saw that chart a moment ago where back in the 80s, people were paying 16% on a loan. Now, here's the strategy I want you to consider. If you buy now, either mortgage rates will go down, as we saw historically they do to get out of a recession, or they won't, worst case scenario. So even in that worst case scenario, if those rates don't go down, you haven't lost anything. You got in the lowest interest rate possible that you could have. However, if they do, as historically they have been known to do toward the end of a recession, you can refinance into a lower rate down the road. So as I advised you before, buy what you can afford and then reap the benefits. If you can refinance later, you'll have that much more money in your pocket each month to invest, to go on vacation, to spend time, update your house, spend time with your family, those kinds of things. So that's my advice to you, is to really pay attention to those interest rates and know that this might be the lowest they'll ever be, worst case scenario. And if so, so be it. You got into your house, you budgeted well, and it's a home you can afford. But in all likelihood, those rates will go down. And if they do, refinance, and that will free up more of your monthly income. Another important factor for you to consider as whether or not you should buy a home is that if you buy now, you'll continue to benefit from home price appreciation, as home values are expected to go up about 3 to 4% year over year for at least the next 4 years. When you look at a lot of housing experts on a national scope, they all expect that home values will continue to increase over the next 4 years. Now, that's a sharp decline from what we've seen here in the last year, where homes are selling at, or year over year, we see 20% plus increase in home values. We're not going to see that anymore. Things are going to taper down. We'll still see home price appreciation, not depreciation, to the tune of about 3 to 4% per year. So if you buy now, you will benefit from continued equity in your home just because your home will increase in value over time, paired with the fact that you're paying down your mortgage, which will also increase your equity. So it's a great time to buy, especially for those of you who have been writing offers and have been losing out to people with a lot of cash or just all cash buyers, that kind of thing. This is your time. So get in now, even with these higher interest rates, buy a home that you can afford. And then when those rates drop, in all likelihood they will, refinance into a lower rate. And then also, even if they don't, whether they do or not, you're still experiencing an increase in your home value because the market is expected to increase over the next 4 years at least. Now I want to talk to the sellers. So what should sellers do in this market? Well, I just want to break it to you that what we saw even a month ago or 2 months ago, where you could put your home on the market on a Wednesday or Thursday, have a bunch of people look at it over the weekend, and all offers are due Sunday or Monday. And then you review them all and make a final decision on Tuesday. That's generally the scenario that we saw. And most often, homes would indeed go under contract in that first weekend. That is no longer the case. Homes are staying on the market longer. In fact, we've even seen an increase in price reductions. So sellers were used to getting their home under contract that first weekend on the market. Now it's sitting on the market for a week or two, and it makes sellers really uncomfortable. So they end up doing price drops, depending on what their situation is. They might be more desperate. They might have time constraints, those kinds of things. And so those days of getting multiple offers and significant amounts of money over list price are over. So as such, price accordingly, price wisely. No longer can you err on pricing it higher in this market. In fact, be prepared to have a more normal transaction. Buyers are not going to give up their rights in a transaction, waiving inspection, as I've seen in some cases, appraisal gaps, those kinds of things. That's not going to happen in all likelihood. It's just going to be a normal, straightforward transaction. And so price it wisely. That is so important in this current market that we're in, so that you don't have to immediately do a price drop in that first or second week of having your home on the market, which means you're going to have some patience as well. Another thing that I've seen some sellers do to make their homes look more attractive to buyers is to be prepared to offer concessions to give you an edge over the competition and to help move your property faster. And so I've seen some sellers will say, hey, write us an offer and we'll give you this much money towards paying down your interest rate. Because that's, again, what is causing a lot of buyers to hold back in this market, is that the higher interest rate. So as a seller, it might be wise to say, hey, we'll help to pay your interest rate down. Will help to pay for closing costs and give those upfront concessions to make your home look more attractive to buyers. So that's another thing to consider. Be prepared to not have your home go under contract immediately. Again, I know we're used to homes going under contract over the weekend and getting significant amounts of money over your original list price. That isn't the case anymore. So now you're probably going to get list price. Hopefully you won't have to do a price reduction if you price it accordingly, but be prepared to stay on the market for a couple of weeks. And this is especially important to consider if timing is an important factor in your next move. If you have to close on another house and you need the proceeds from your current house, you want to make sure that you put your home on the market and allow for that time frame of your home sitting on the market, maybe 2 weeks, maybe 3 weeks or more. And then also consider a typical transaction takes about 30 days to close. Factor that time in so that you don't get yourself in a bad situation where you're desperate. So that's an important variable to consider as well. And for those of you who don't have to sell, might be wise to wait until next spring when the market is typically more active. You'll have more buyers on the market usually, and or wait until interest rates go down more. They topped out over 6% a few weeks ago. Now they're at about 5.7, and perhaps they'll go lower here before too long. So that might be something to keep an eye on for you as a potential seller, to have all your ducks in a row, to have your home ready to go on a moment's notice, so that when those rates go down and the buyer pool starts to increase, you'll be in a prime position to get your home listed so that you can move it fast and get the most money for it. So that's my advice to you as buyers and sellers. And some other things to consider. I have some helpful information for you. I have buyer and seller guides. It would be a good time to get access to those now. They're free. I can send you a PDF and just gives you a bunch of tips and tricks and things to think about in getting yourself ready as a home buyer and as well as a home seller. And it's better to do that way up front in the process so that you don't have to cram and rush things and maybe overlook or missteps and put yourself in a difficult situation or a more stressful situation. So if you don't have to do anything right now, now's the time to look so that it just is an easy process and it's smooth and you can take in all the information and mull it over and help you in your next step. And then also I have access to local lenders. They know the market well here. They can help you with making decisions, especially if you're in a situation where you have to sell a home in order to buy a home. They're coming up with new loan products or revisiting loan products that can help you buy your new home, whatever that is, and then put your other home on the market. And so that way you're not in that rush. You don't have to worry about all the moving parts of two transactions going on at the same time. You don't have to write a contingent offer. Even those are becoming more acceptable in the current market that we're in. But it's always less stressful if you can buy a home first and then sell your current home. That also makes it easier to remove all your things. It's just a win-win all around. So there's bridge loan programs out there. You can do a HELOC, and it's just a good option to make the next move that you make a much smoother process. So I hope this is helpful. Feel free to get in touch if you have any questions or if you want some advice, those buyer and seller guides. And if you want me to guide you through that process of making your next move, I look forward to talking to you soon. Take care.